I want to take time now and I want to lead us in our worship and our giving. And for those of you who are a part of our house, a part of our ministry, I want to thank you for faithful giving. I want to thank you for continuing to sow, continuing to give. We here at Heirs Covenant Church, we believe in the principle of tithes and offering. We believe in sowing. We believe in sowing seed. We believe in harvest. And so I want to take a few moments, though, and I want to just speak to you from a thought as we give today. I want to talk just a little bit about divine connections for supernatural provision. Divine connections for supernatural provisions. And I'm reading from 1 Kings 17, verse 8 through 16. 1 Kings 17, 8 through 16. Many of you who are familiar with the scriptures, familiar with the Old Testament, this particular passage is concerning Elijah. And in the earlier verses, prior to the ones that I just said I would read, Elijah is instructed by God to go to the brook Cherith because he says, "There I've commanded the ravens to provide for you." Through Elijah, God spoke to Elijah to speak a word that would cause, or if you will, declare a drought. And one of the things that I want to say to us is, even as believers, as God is moving through the earth, his will being accomplished, and things are happening, as believers, we're not exempt to some of those things. Some of those things will impact us as well, but we will not be affected the same way that others, because we are in the kingdom and we are part of the kingdom of God. When you think about back when God was delivering Israel, his people, out of Egypt, you'll remember that there was a time where God released plagues, but if you lived in Goshen, you were not impacted the same way. As a matter of fact, there's a particular plague where it says it was so dark that darkness covered Egypt, that you could not see your hand in front of you, but if you lived in Goshen, you still had light. And so there's that principle of what I call the Goshen factor. Today, it's the kingdom factor. And that is, no matter what's going on, as kingdom citizens, and as those who are called by God, saved by God, loving God, worshiping God, living for God, you and I stand in a place where we can walk even in the midst of, in this particular case, a famine, but God can move divinely, supernaturally, on your behalf, in my behalf. And I'm telling you, he's doing that right now, if you will recognize that. So here in 1 Kings, thank you, and here 1 Kings 17, 8 through 16, it's Elijah and the widow woman. Because you see, the brook dried up, and God spoke to Elijah and said, "I need you to get to Zarephath because there I've commanded a widow woman to provide for you." And so it reads like this. It says, "Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, 'Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.' So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, 'Please give me a little water in a jar that I may drink.' And she said, and as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, 'Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand.' But she said, 'As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread. Only a handful of flour in a bowl and a little oil in a jar. And behold, I am gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son that we may eat and die.'" So you can see that it was dire conditions for everybody. But this woman had resigned herself to not seeing past her circumstance, and she felt that she only had enough for one more meal, and then she and her son were going to die. I'm talking about divine connections for supernatural provisions. And so it says here, "Then Elijah said to her, 'Do not fear.'" Say that, "Do not fear." Do not fear. Come on, shout it out, "Do not fear." Do not fear. One more time online, say, do not fear. Say, I will not fear. Say it again, I will not fear. It's in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says this, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with all thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding or comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This word says, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. As a matter of fact, Jesus said that in Matthew, the 6th chapter. He said, don't concern yourself with what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink. In Matthew 6 and 33, it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That means that as you and I keep our focus on God, as we continue to live in that place of right standing with God as part of his kingdom, everything you and I need and more is available to us. So he says, Elijah says to the widow woman, do not fear, go, do as you have said, but make me a little bread cake from it first and bring it out to me. And afterward, you make one for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. What I love about this passage is that even though the widow woman is saying something back to Elijah out of that framework and mindset of, I don't have it, he's not focused on that. He says, hey, I need you to go do what you said, but bring me a cake first. He's superseding her thinking. And what he's doing is he's pulling her into that realm of the supernatural. He's pulling her into that place of supernatural provision. And then he gives her a word and says, the reason why I can tell you this is because this is the word of the Lord concerning what you have and what he wants to do. The bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. And it goes on and says this, so she went and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah. The word of the Lord to you and I is that every need is met. Every need is met. The word of God says he gives seed to the sower, he gives bread to eat. The word declares for you and I, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. It's a principle, it's a kingdom principle. Say kingdom principle. Say it a little louder, kingdom principle. And so I want to encourage you, those that are here, those that are watching online, that as we give today, don't give out of the sense of what you don't have. Give out of the place of faith and expectation that God is more than able to provide and bring increase to you. I believe that we are in this season of divine connections for supernatural provision. Divine connections for supernatural provision. I want to tell you that as I'm saying it to you, one of the things that I'm thinking about, those of you in this season that God has placed in your heart for a very long time, that you're supposed to be in that entrepreneurial stage, that you're supposed to be building something, you're supposed to be launching something. I know that the economy may look one way, but I'm speaking prophetically now, that God is supernaturally positioning his disciples in order to raise them up in places where resources will come to you, flow through you, and through that, many will come into the kingdom as he begins to move supernaturally in the lives of his body, the members of his body. There are those of you under the sound of my voice, as many have been impacted by the pandemic, where many have lost their jobs, businesses have closed, many have downsized, and it may have impacted you as well. But as a believer, and even if you're not a believer, I'm saying right now, you can believe on the Lord, and He will be merciful, and He will move in and on your behalf. He is moving in and on our behalf as believers. My encouragement to you is that you not stay focused on what you don't have, but focus on His provision. Focus on His faithfulness. And it's in this time that I want to encourage you to give generously. Sow seed. Remain faithful in your giving, because that is what God has honored, is what He is honoring, and is what He will honor. It is through our faithfulness of stewardship of our resources and giving and sowing and blessing, as the Lord would move through us to do so, that increase comes to us. The widow woman was blessed because she honored the word of God, even though she didn't understand how it could be fulfilled. In her mind, she felt she was working with limited rations. But how many of you know, with God, all it takes is a little bit? All it takes is a little bit. Two fish and five loaves of bread. All it takes is a little bit. That He can take it, multiply it, and beyond our need, beyond providing for us, to providing for many. That's a good time to clap. I'm going to clap myself. Hallelujah.